your great participation and your effort during our day of mission last week. I think it went very well. Also, our town hall will be next week, immediately following our worship. There will be no covered dish because we have birthday cake and anniversary cake. Also, I want to make sure that everyone doesn't forget that we're hosting a reception for Pastor Dave Geyer, who will be installed at the Schoenbrunn Village Mission House this Wednesday, where everyone is invited to welcome him to the Valley. Wednesday night, we'll have spiritual companioning from 7 to 8. You can bring your brown bag meal as we eat together at 6:30, and everyone is welcome to attend that. Camp Zimmerman will be hosting a black sheep barbecue on Sunday, October 13th from noon to 2:30 at the camp. Dinners are $10. They can be dine-in or take-out. Tickets must be purchased by October 6th. See Tim Northrup or Steve Pasquinelli for tickets. I'd also like to ask at this time if anybody else has any announcements. Yeah, I said immediately following worship today. Okay. My paper said it. I am so sorry. He's being installed today. I don't know why Wednesday was on my paper.
Why didn't anybody go in there Wednesday?
No, that would be bad. Stay, go do whatever else. Also, then we want to stand and greet one another now. If we could please have everybody remain standing as we do the watchword of the week. From the rising sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Oh, morning. Would you please stand with me and recite the call to worship? To humans belong the plans of the heart. All a person's ways seem pure to them. Commit to the Lord whatever you do. The Lord works out everything to its proper end. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way,
he causes their enemies to make peace with them.
Better a little with righteousness
than much gain with injustice.
In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps.
Amen.
And remain standing for all who love and serve your city, found on page 697. Please remain standing and turn to page 13 for the liturgy.
Thank you.
Almighty God, enthroned above all, you alone are God over the nations of the earth. Even the planets, the stars, and the galaxies are placed by your hand. God of all creation, we sing praises to your name. We stand jubilant before your glory, power, and beauty. Yet we live in a fallen world, and we are an imperfect people.
Our world is filled with pain and alienation.
We know of illness when body or mind is failing, and the loneliness of spirit it brings. We know of strangeness in new communities and in changing communities and the longing it brings.
We know of alienation caused by unemployment or poverty or discrimination and the pain.
We have become strangers to our relatives and foreigners to our own families. I am a God nearby, says the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth? I am the Lord your God. I have called you out from the peoples, and you shall be holy to me.
We declare your praise, the one who called us out of darkness into your wonderful light. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to you.
Seated. Gracious God, we humbly
confess that we walk in the way of the heathen, to depend on their strength alone, to sit there among the sorrowful, to deny the need for your guidance and love. Our hearts are not satisfied with the riches, vulnerable and mock, and our unattended need. Yet we humbly store up the mysterious treasures.
Without Christ, we were strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, we who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. He is our peace.
Citizens with the saints, members of the household of God, with Christ himself as the cornerstone.
Therefore, let us affirm our faith in the triune God. Please stand. We believe in the one God who has created the land, sea, and heaven, and all that is in them,
who established the world as good, who gives to us the task of watchful and responsible care over it, who is the Redeemer and the truth. We believe in one God, who in Jesus Christ assumes our humanity and knew our life as a child to do the thing at all, who died for sinners and lived for the homeless, who confronted popular opinion and power, who remained obedient in temptation and suffering, whose triumph was the servant's death and resurrection. We believe in the one God who comes to us as comforter and advocate, who does not leave us as orphans, who brings peace and calms the troubled heart, who bestows gifts for serving, healing, showing compassion, and doing miracles, who alone is the power and the wisdom of our proclamation.
Let us in faith keep our eyes fixed on the promises of God, though we see them and greet them from a distance.
We confess that we are strangers and foreigners on the earth, a people who are seeking our true home.
We desire a better place, that is, a heavenly one. Indeed, God has prepared a city for us.
Thank you.
say and do. It is so become fixated on our needs and wishes. Remind us in our giving that we do not live for ourselves or die for ourselves. We live for the Lord. Amen.
This week, we want to make sure that we pray especially for Micah and his family. He has passed away, and his services were today. Let us hope that his moving on goes well and that everybody heals as appropriate. We would also like to turn around and celebrate with Dave Geyer and his wife, Cynthia Rader Geyer, with their two boys, Leo and Joey, as they join together in the ministry with the Urecksville, Fries Valley, and Dunedin Hutton congregations. We welcome them to Tee County.
Our first scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 5 through 14. It can be found on page 558 in your pew Bible. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams and you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Our second scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. It can be found on page 765. In your pew Bible. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. The children are welcome to come forward. My bad. I'm sorry. We skipped a hymn there. We'll do the hymn. I'm sorry. I need thee every hour. Please stand. Page 740. Getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
Oh,
children may come forward.
And he
can remain seating for our next hymn, I Do Not Know Tomorrow's Way, page 727. So the sermon for today is called, Where Are We Going? And that's a pretty important sentence for me because it was the first words I ever spoke. At least that's what my parents tell me. They said we were driving down the road, I'm not sure quite where. And they heard a little voice they hadn't heard before say, Where are we going? And they turn around and it was me and I'm just sitting there in my car seat like, here we are in the car again. We're going to church, going grocery shopping, taking my sister to school, always going somewhere. I wasn't even 2 years old yet, and I have no idea what's going on. I'd like to know where we're going. But those are my first words, and I find myself saying them just about every day, repeating myself, where are we going? Or some variation of that. What's the plan? What are my next steps? Planning is great. I always love to have a plan. I want to know what's next. You know, coming off of college, they always talk about your four-year plan. What classes do you have to take, in what order, to graduate on time? Putting together IKEA furniture. If you don't have a plan, it's not going to work. But as we know, plans don't always work out. A famous quote about planning from Dwight D. Eisenhower is, I've always found that plans are useless, but planning is indispensable. So no matter how hard you plan, no matter how much effort you put into it, throw the plan out the window. My favorite show of all time is MacGyver. And I remember watching it as a kid, and one of my favorite quotes to this day, he says, I found from past experiences that the tighter you plan, the more likely you are to run into something unpredictable. So don't bother planning. And I just really like that, you know. If you have a plan, it's going to go wrong. So might as well not even have a plan at all. But I'm sure you know from the scripture I read earlier from Jeremiah, the verse I want to talk about today is, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And I'm sure you're very familiar with that verse. You've seen it on some kind of decorative wall hang, on a motivational poster or something. And it's very comforting knowing that God has a plan for us. That's kind of why I chose it. I really like that God has a plan and I'm not going to be harmed and I've got plans for a future. But then I started reading into it, and it's got a bit of a different meaning, and that's what I'd like to share with you. So God's talking to these Israelites in exile. They're living in this strange land far from home in Babylon. And their plan is they want to go home. They want to go back to Jerusalem, and they want to pick up where they left off. They want to prosper at home. But God's got a bit of a different plan. He says in verse 7, Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. And that's not what the homesick Israelites want to hear. They don't want to hear, you're stuck there, make the best of it. And even in later on in the verse, he says, you're going to be there for 70 years. Only after 70 years well, I give you that promise of prosperity. And he tells them, you know, build houses, settle down, plant gardens, and eat what they produce. Read as you're going to be here for a while. And these are bad circumstances. You're not in your home. You're far from home. You're in exile. You're being punished. But make the best of it anyway. Improve the city. Make the city prosper, and you will as well. And, you know, I find myself being in a similar situation as the Israelites, saying, you know, these circumstances, it's not me. I'm unhappy not because of something I do. It's my circumstances. We might say things like, God, the Israelites could say, God, this isn't our home. We're strangers here. We can't prosper here. And similarly, we say things like, God, I can't be happy in this job or in this town. How do you expect me to thrive in these conditions? But God says, seek peace in this place anyway. If you make this place prosper, you also will prosper. Only after 70 years will God make good on his plans. 70 years is a lifetime. 70 years of making the best of it. God's plan is not our plan. We want hope and success now, not after 70 years. The decorative wall hangs that say God has a plan for you, they're misleading. God's plan is taken out of context a lot, but the thing that's most taken out of context is when he says, I have plans for you. Because we tend to read that as God has plans for me, just for me. And he's got some individual plans for you, but in this context, that's not what he's talking about. When he says, I know the plans I have for you, he's talking about the community. He's talking about the nation of Israel. And he's talking about the group and his chosen people. So when you read that verse, it's not, I know the plans I have for you. It's, I know the plans I have for you, Schönbrunn Community Moravian Church. And I know the plans I have for you, you know, the Moravians of Tuscarawas County. And I know the plans I have for you, the United States of America. Or I know the plans I have for you, you know, insert your community here. The plans for your community to prosper, to have hope in a future. God has plans not just for me, not just for you, but for us. And that's the best part, is that even though we don't have individual plans in the way we think we do, the plans are ours as a whole. Because we know from the verse that God's promising not to harm us, or that we'll always have a peaceful and prosperous life, that's not always true. Harm sometimes comes, and we don't always succeed in the ways we think we should. God isn't promising that my life will be without harm. He's saying that if you work for it, if you seek prosperity in these bad conditions, if you help one another grow, you will have that future. We're part of a bigger plan. We plant these gardens, we'll flourish, and after a lifetime, we'll find our way. And that's the most important part of the whole scripture, is after 70 years, because these plans of prosperity, they don't come on this earth. We have to wait our whole life on earth for that promise for a future, an eternal future with our Father in heaven. The plan of hope and a future was fulfilled with the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That makes God's plan better than any plan we dream up. God's plan includes Jesus Christ on earth as it is in heaven. That's where we're going. We're going to heaven. That's the plan. Through Jesus Christ, our hope and prosperity is found. So when we read, what are my plans? Our plan is that even among these bad conditions, even when things aren't going great, we'll work for it. We'll seek peace and prosperity in our exile, because we know that God's plan is a plan including Jesus Christ, a plan where we will live with him in heaven for eternity. And that's where we're going. Please bow with me for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we do not know your plans here on this earth. We worry and have anxieties about what's next and where are we going. But you have an eternal plan for us. and a plan to prosper and have a future in heaven with you and your son, Jesus. That's the plan of prosperity that you have so promised. And as for this earth, we will work together. We will work in our communities to grow and to thrive, to build our gardens and grow our gardens and build our houses. And Lord, we will pray the prayer that your son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You may be seated for our last hymn, Be Thou My Vision, page 719. Go now with peace and gladness and serve the Lord, for each and every day he's lovingly and abundantly serving you. Amen.